In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The priest Gabriel writes, "The heart is central in Orthodox spirituality. This is biblical. If your heart is pure, your actions are pure. If your heart is impure, so will your actions be." In our Orthodox tradition, the heart is bigger than the mind, and the mind is located in the heart. The combination is referred to as the nous. The heart is not identified with the physical heart, but it is understood to be the center of our spiritual existence. God takes up residence in the heart. Christ refers to this residency in the heart as the kingdom of God, which is not a state like New Mexico or Montana, but rather may be understood as a reign or a ruling. It is a verbal noun. It is not, in other words, static, but energetic. When Christ says the kingdom of God is within you in Luke 17:21, he means that we are energized by God's power through the Holy Spirit. This is where we know the peace of God that passes all understanding, of which St. Paul speaks. In the heart, we receive both the grace of God and the enlightenment of our lives. The heart is the location of our feelings, our will, and of our thinking. Our objective as Christians is to have these three unified, for the heart to be one. Sin interrupts this process of unification. The mind may be convinced of the good, but the will is not able to follow because of the heat of desire. Hence, the unity of the heart is broken. The priest Gabriel. Very profound summary statement of the essence of the spiritual life. In our gospel reading today, our Lord says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If it is good, your whole body will be full of light, the light of God." This means that the eye of the heart, the nous, when properly oriented, enables us to be focused and of singular mind regarding the kingdom of heaven. This world is so full of distractions. The worries, the cares, the demands of daily life, it's like a rushing torrent every single day. We get out of bed and we have to dive into the madness that's out there. God promises us that we can deal with that in His peace. But we have to do our part. He will always do His part. We have to properly orient ourselves toward Him. If the eye of our heart is clouded by the cares which compete with the kingdom of heaven as our top priority, then we do not see the world around us in the right way. This is spiritual blindness. We become double-minded, and the result is anxiety. Are you anxious? Have you ever experienced anxiety? I have a few times. Anxiety is the direct opposite of the peace of God. It is not the will of God. We're commanded to be anxious for nothing. Our inner man becomes fragmented, and our life necessarily follows an erratic path of wandering and pursuing the things of this world instead of the kingdom of God. Our Lord tells us in today's gospel that we cannot serve two masters. We will love the one and hate the other. Archbishop Averke writes, "We should not worry about acquiring and hoarding earthly treasures, which do not last long and will soon rot. Wherever one puts the things he treasures, that is where his mind constantly will be in thoughts, feelings, and desires. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also. Thus, a Christian who must be in heaven with his heart should not be diverted by earthly things that should strive to acquire, but should strive to acquire heavenly treasures, which are virtues, the virtues of God. In order to do this, one must preserve one's heart as though it were one's eye. We have to guard our heart from earthly desires and passions so that it will not cease to be a conduit of spiritual heavenly light, as the physical eye is the conduit of earthly light. So the Lord says to all who will listen to him, do not worry about your life. What you will eat, what clothes you will wear, where you will live. In the first place, our worries will never deliver us. We know that, don't we? Have your worries ever delivered you or helped you? Mine haven't. If we only look to the creation, we see God taking care of the animals. He clothes the earth with beautiful flowers, trees, plants. He tells us today that our Heavenly Father knows we need these things, and he provides them. Very few are called to vows of poverty. Very few. Some are. Monastics are. Most of us have family and social responsibility. We have to work to meet those responsibilities. Earthly goods per se are not condemned. I want to make that very clear here. But obsessive and compulsive seeking of these things over and above the salvation of our souls and the eternal kingdom is wrong before God. So let us seek the kingdom, dearly beloved, with all of our hearts. Let us not be double-minded. We have to reaffirm our priorities every single day. We have to reaffirm our commitment to our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ every single day. We are called to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice every single day, every single moment. We are called to faithfully entrust our lives to him. He is always there, and he loves you. He loves you with a love that you cannot comprehend. He will always be faithful. We are faithless. St. Paul writes, if we are faithless, he is faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We have united ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us guard jealously that relationship. Let us remove anything, whatever it might be, that could in some way stand between us and God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.